because God hears and He answers prayer. One thing that Terry had mentioned, talking about, you know, God's in control and sovereignty, and something the Lord gave me, I think, about 6 months ago, that'll kind of help us. It'll kind of help people that are maybe waiting for God to do something, but we got to understand God done everything in the beginning. When He said, "It's finished," everything looked good to Him. When we created mankind, it looked very good. He said, He rested because it was finished. It was complete. The work of salvation, redemption, was complete. He knew man would fall and transgress, but He finished that too. Now, Jesus had to come into the earth to fulfill what God had already performed. Amen? We're here to fulfill what God's called us to do. Jesus came, but then He gave power to the church, and you are part of that church. So see, Larry, the devil, he's just mad because the devil's mad at a lot of you guys because you're doing good stuff and he's attacking your bodies. But that's when we got to stand, praise God, worship God, get the word on it, and say, "Get behind me, Satan." Use your authority. Use your sword. But see, God's in control, and He gave me this. This will help you. God is in control of His word. He is not in control of you. Keep it that simple. But if you let His word control you, you will live a blessed life. Amen. That's the sovereignty of God. He gave free will over to Adam on this earth. He says, "Subdue it, reign of it, be blessed in it." When we know the rest of the story is still being messed up. But God's got a plan. Amen. And a theme that He gave me for the year 2020 was pretty much talking about a year of clear vision. Now, if I take these off, you guys are not clear. I don't care. This TV looks good, but I got to have these things on to sharpen it up because I'm still in a battle with my vision. It started when I was probably born, ever since third grade. But you know what? I'm still thanking God for healing my eyes. But you know what? I got to be smart. I got to use some wisdom. I got to read this word, and I'm going to read. Now, I'm not blind. You know, there's people in worse places, but what do? They just don't stay there. Man, they learn. They hear. Even if they can't hear, God's working it out. They're getting the word. People getting born again. Your spirit has ears, whether you ever hear it with ear or not. Because when you leave your body, these ears stay on your body, but you still hear. People may be in a coma, but they can hear. Their spirit is alive. They got spiritual ears. Vivian, when you minister to these people, their body might not look like it's even doing anything, but you keep speaking life because the body is not who we are. It's just a reflection of who's on the inside of us, but that spirit man's deep inside there. If he's dead, he can be resurrected, be born again, and then your body would be like, "Whoa, man, something new happened." I started walking different, talking different when Jesus came into my life. Because He's the resurrection and the life. Resurrection and the life. Something might be working against you. It just needs to be resurrected. So this is going to be a year of clear vision. But that's not all totally up to God. You know, if I haven't received the manifestation, well, I haven't yet. I can sit there all day and say, you know, if I haven't received it, say I got it. And that's a good confession. But until I have the manifestation, the possession of it, I got to do this. That don't make me no more or less. God doesn't love me no less. I'm just still fighting. Amen. When you see me in heaven, you're not going to see me like this. You're going to see me without these spectacles. Amen. Be no spectacles in heaven. when the body falls down, the spectacles fall down. And we in glory, man, and when nobody's wearing spectacles. Thank you, Jesus. So, Habakkuk 2:2-4, for a year of clear vision. This is a few scriptures the Lord gave me. The Lord answered me and said, if you call upon the Lord, He will answer. Now, He's not going to answer to what you want to hear. He's going to answer to what He wants you to hear. Because some people are praying and they ain't hearing, but you know what? They ain't praying right. They're praying, "Lord, make my spouse do this and make my spouse do that." God ain't going to answer that prayer because He can't make nobody do anything. If He could, He'd make everybody get born again. It ain't going to happen. You need to work on yourself and let yourself be a difference. You do what you're supposed to do for God, and God will work on your partner, work on your friends. Amen. The Lord answered me and said to Habakkuk, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that reads. For the vision, say vision, is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak. It shall speak. It's speaking to you, Bob. See, when Bob, he prays, but it keeps speaking to him. That's the vision from God. That's it. I got to answer that call. Remember Eli. Remember Samuel. God called. Remember? God speaks. We got to listen, but then we got to answer the call. Samuel, Jim, Robert. The vision is yet for an appointed time, but it shall speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarry, God's spoken something to you. Just because you hadn't seen it yet doesn't mean he's not working on it. Though it tarry, wait for it. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. The whole key to you having a clear vision, faith is going to be a part of it. Faith is about 50%. We're going to talk about grace too. That was Old Testament. 2 Peter 3:8-10 talks about this vision. It's going to come to pass. When God says something, it's going to happen. When he said light be, light didn't have a choice, because it didn't have a spirit. It was just something God spoke, and Jesus agreed with it, and the Holy Ghost made it happen, and light became. Light's been being created ever since. 2 Peter 3:8-10, talking about a year of clear vision. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as is one day. So let patience have its perfect work, because when God speaks something, he speaks generations. Jesus, a virgin shall conceive. Help me, 4,000 years later? Was that right? But to God, it's 4 days. That's not even a week yet. So see, don't get caught up, we're talking about things maybe to do. I'm not talking about your healing. See, this is different. Jesus, you are healed. You were healed. So you don't have to wait a year, a week, to receive the manifestation of your healing, right? You need to understand that. That's now. Faith is now. Amen? The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We're looking for the Lord's return. Some of us are like, man, Lord, when are you coming? Because things are getting, he knows it, but he's not willing that none perish. See, that's not in our hands. That's in the Father's hands. And we can't pray against that. Lord, come, we thank God that he's coming. But Lord, what we need to be praying is, Lord, help me to stand right now in this wicked and perverse generation and declare and decree how good you are. Preach the gospel, the good news. As the world gets darker and darker, that means we just as supposed to speak louder and louder, be brighter and brighter. But, he says, the day of the Lord will come. As a thief in the night, to some it'll come. They weren't expecting it. In which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. Great noise, Larry Honeycutt. Great noise. We were just talking over here. That's all right. Let him rest. Those tables had fell over here in the fellowship hall. There's 3 tables over there. Me and Kelsey moved some things around, put that box over there. But them tables fail sometimes. Those are long tables. I'm sure they made a great noise, but there wasn't nobody here to hear it. When these heavens are destroyed, people, we're going to hear it. We're going to know. Now, we're not going to go through that. But there's going to be a great noise when these heavens are rolled up like a scroll. And Jesus is coming. King Jesus coming. There's going to be a great noise. It ain't going to be just a little... me and Kelsey was coming to church this morning. The lightning, we had some lightning strikes last night. We saw a tree, and we saw a piece of it. It was burning. It was smoking. I think lightning hit that tree last night. It was still smoking. It rained and it poured, but lightning has power. It still knocked that tree down, and it was still smoking. I know a smoking gun is coming that's brighter than lightning. Jesus Christ, man, he's coming. Every eye shall see, and every tongue will confess. That's him. There's only one. They said there was many others, but there's only one Jesus, and right there he is. Look at his hands. Look at his side. That's my Lord. Amen. Every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. So, The heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Climate change, there it is, buddy. It's going to happen just like that, and we ain't got to worry about paying some politicians to avoid it. It's going to happen. Amen. This earth, God set it up. Now, man, we've messed some things up. We can't mess it all up. God just won't let it happen. He's going to destroy it and make us a new one. But the heat, the earth also, and the works that are in therein are going to be burned up. Future tense. Amen. It can't happen while we're here. Because God, only fire that we're going to see is the fire of the Holy Ghost. And that's all. If you got born again, you've already had that. And it didn't hurt you. It helped you. Amen. Those three Hebrew boys in the fire, Jesus showing up didn't hurt them. It helped them. Amen. They got out of the fire. Didn't get burned up. The ropes did. The things that tried to hold them. What's trying to hold you today? What's holding you down? Let the Holy Ghost burn it up in the name of, tell it to burn up in Jesus' name. Amen. Be free. Jesus said we're free. Amen. Period. Don't add your butt to it. Amen. Jesus said, I am free. He who the Son sets free, Judy, is free indeed. That's all the way from the back row. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be back. Reed said, you sure you want to preach? You want to take another Sunday? I can't do it, Reed. One was tough enough. Two, I got to go, buddy. I've seen a lot of people in Florida. There's a lot of people down there at Mickey's place. Crowds of people. It was New Year's Eve. 2020, a decade. You know where I was at New Year's Eve at 10 o'clock? Sleeping, buddy. I was sleeping. Why? I got lost. I didn't have a clear vision that night. Why? My group left me. Kelsey said, no, they did that. Tell the rest of the story. We finished lunch. We was at Epcot. The sun was down, so it was getting dark. So I take my trash to the trash can, and everybody else is over here. And somebody was in the way, so I went on to the next trash can. Epcot, you got to understand, man, there's countries, there's trees. So when I get back, I'm looking for somebody. I don't see them. I said, well, I heard they were going to, I thought, Italy to have dessert, a nice pastry. So I said, and I didn't see them nowhere, and it's dark. And when it's dark out there, it's dark. I mean, there's some lights, but it's dark. But I'm looking, I can't find nobody. And there's crowds, herds of people. I call them herds. Herds of people. I said, well, only thing I can do, my phone's dead, Jim. I have no more battery, so contacts are gone. I just can't find them on the phone. I look and can't see nobody, Larry. I said, well, I'm going, they said food. They said they're going to Italy. So I asked somebody, where's Italy at? So I went to Italy, and all I heard there was a band blaring, bomb, 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 smoke and stuff. I said, surely they're not eating here. So I said, I know where to go. I'm going home. I ain't got to fight this crowd. I know where the bus is, and that's where I'm going. And I got my key to get in, and I got there and charged my phone. And they said, oh, the pastry was in France. I said, okay, that's why I didn't see you guys in Italy. I didn't have a clear vision that night because I was lacking something. Light. Say light. If you have light, you can see. You can see the people's faces. There was darkness, and the people's faces were dark, and I couldn't see them. But I had the light. I had a map in my mind. I knew where to go. So when darkness comes, if you've got the light, you've got a place to go. Your clear vision is Jesus. It's out. It's escape. If something's attacking your body and it's not God, get the word on it. Get the light on it, because the Bible says the entrance of God's word brings light. Get the word on it. Put the light on it, and the darkness will flee. That means the devil will flee. Amen. When the Lord speaks, it'll come to pass. When God says something, he writes it in stone. I don't care if Moses destroyed it. That don't change it. Amen. If God said it and we don't like it, I'm sorry. That don't change it. So we just got to get a clear vision of what God is saying to us. And he says, you're blessed and you're healed and you're prosperous and you can make it. I don't care what your bank account says. I care what your God says. He says, give. And I know some people, you've given. And given. And given. Amen. So your living should be getting better. If you're giving to God, you're going to get better. Amen. I've been in the past, and my past don't compare to my future. when the Lord speaks, it will come to pass. But remember, he's not limited by time like we are. See, we're kind of limited by time right now, but there's coming a time when time's going to be no more. We ain't got to focus about time because we're going to be living forever. So that's a couple of scriptures. Now here's the introduction. 2020, a year of clear vision. As we get closer to the rapture of the church, anybody believe in the rapture? I haven't preached on it, but I've heard some preaching, and I believe it. That's the snatching away of the church before the great tribulation that's coming upon the earth. I'd say we very, very close. If remember the old tip of the iceberg, I think we at the tippity top, waiting for Jesus to say, knock, knock, knock. Amen. Here I come, ready or not. Jesus is coming, ready or not. I want to be ready. Ready, ready, ready. We want to get some other people's ready. Are you ready? Yes, we are. So as we get closer to the rapture of the church and to the second coming of the Lord Jesus, the Lord wants us to be alert and not sleeping. Now, sometimes you might doze off in church, but you might be battling something. I don't look at that. As long as you wake up before you leave, we all right. If you fall over, you can stay here and rest. Because if you want to sleep somewhere, this is the best place to sleep. I'd rather be a doorpost in the house of God than be at home and in the world without God. Amen. So the Lord wants us to be alert, not sleeping, because evil is going to get worse and worse on this earth. And this is why the Holy Spirit impressed me to have us focus this year on having a clear, say clear, clear vision of what Jesus wants to do in the church and in our lives. This year, 2020, and to infinity and beyond, Buzz Lightyear would say. That's all the way from Florida. To infinity and beyond, Jesus would say. So as I was praying about the year 2020, and I mentioned this to Jim and a couple people, you know, when you wear glasses since the third grade and you hear 2020, you just think of vision. You know, because you always want, I don't know, I'm praying for 2020 vision. Lord, I received my 2020 vision. I got it. So that did pop up into my mind. And I was thinking, man, this is a brand new decade, man. A new decade. This is like, remember Y2K? Did anybody store up a lot of food? Get your shotguns ready? You know, thank God we had some good teaching. I was under Jim and we was listening to Andrew Womack, and everything just kept on going right on like it always had. Now, there were some things, you know, be prepared. But my God, to store up and hoard up food because you're thinking it's the end of the world. No, if it's the end, man, I'm ready. That's just the beginning. Get me out of here. I'm ready to go. I don't need to stock up stuff. I need to get rid of some stuff. Because I ain't going to need no of that stuff. When Jesus comes, man, we're going to get the best stuff. Amen. Marriage Supper of the Lamb can't compare to the restaurants we had down there. In that one Hawaiian place, we had all you could eat. They bring them out on skewers, shrimp, grilled steak. Appetizers, all you could eat. I forget what they said. He was speaking Hawaiian, but it was some good food. I ain't ever been to Hawaii, but they cook good. But there ain't nothing going to compare to that marriage supper of the Lamb. What the Lord has in store for his family, for his church. Ain't that right, Kathy? All this work we're doing, Jesus says, sit down at my table. Stay as long as you like. Eat all you want. Amen? That's a coming day. But also, we're going to get to spend a good 1,000 years here on the earth with the Lord. So two thoughts hit me for 2020. DVR and scales. I know that would minister to Jim. He was a scale business for what, 20 years, Jim? About 17 years in the scale business. I dealt with some scales when I worked in the grocery store, and we'd have Hobart scales. They had to come in. They had to make sure our scales were right, weighing lettuce and cabbages and all these things. Make sure you're charging people for the right price. DVR and scales. A DVR is a digital video recorder. Y'all need to make a note on that. Y'all need to write that down. No, it's a DVR. You got a VCR, is a video cassette recorder. But a DVR is actually like, it takes videos, Bob, and it saves it into the computer so you can go back and watch it anytime. Video is a big file. So a DVR saves videos on a hard drive so you can watch them later. On the other hand, you could say it saves the visions. It saves all those visions so you can go back and watch them anytime you want to. So your Lord used that and led me to think about how God wants us to see what He has already provided. He's already provided everything. The show has already been laid out. He is the producer. We are the actors. The book of Acts, we're supposed to be acting like the producer laid everything out for us. He sent Jesus. Amen. He gave us an example to live by. Jesus Christ, God's Son. So the Lord used this to make me think about what God wants us to know, that He's already provided everything for us by faith. I can't see the production, but I just got to believe the producer knows what He's doing. In other words, He's the one that has the main vision. God didn't need nobody to help Him determine how many planets to set out here in order. He didn't need no help, Larry. He is Jehovah. He is self-sufficient. Before He created mankind, He didn't need us for anything. He is God and God alone. And He still is. But He didn't stop there, Reed. He went a little bit further. He said, I'm lonely. I want some family. I want some angels. This is God. This is Jehovah. And He thought about us. And you know how many thoughts it took when He thought about us? Different people. God knows the very number of your hair that's on your head. You know how detailed He thinks about you? And thinks about what you're suffering and going through. He's got a plan. He sent Jesus. He gave you His word. He gave you his whole Bible is full of His promises. He said, don't suffer at that anymore. Put My word on there. Watch this. 1 Peter 2:24. Watch this video. Jesus on the cross took all my sin, all my sickness, all my disease. That's 1 Peter 2:24. And by His stripes, the beating, we were healed. Watch it and watch it and watch it till you got it. Till you can, like Kelsey and Dallas, they used to watch Nemo so many times that they would actually be one would be Dory and one would be Nemo. And I don't forget who was who, but they would go through that whole movie, Dallas and Kelsey. Da, 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 da. I'm like, my God, they must really love that to know it. How much do you love the Word that you want to know it? Go from believing it to I know it. Amen. Amen. That's a desire. That's a vision. Get a vision of that. How much do you want to walk in health? How much you want to know about Jesus as your healer? Get in there and just study Him. Fellowship with Him. It ain't about getting on your knees and praying all these prayers. It's about talking and walking and talking with Him when you get up off of your knees. It ain't about the symbols and the location. It's about the heart. Amen. It's about the heart. All those other things are good. I remember watching some of Brother Kenneth Hagin's. Brother Hagin's be there. Man, he'd turn around on his chair and he'd get on his knees and pray for what? Maybe an hour, 2 hours, Jim, on his knees. And that's when he was probably in his 60s. Y'all saw me get up out of that chair. I just don't like the way that chair sit. I'd rather sit on the pew. I can pray just as good down there as I can up here. Amen. It ain't about the posture. It's about the heart. And God sees your heart. And it don't have to be, thus saith the Lord, 1 Peter 2:24, where's that? You ain't got to know where it's at. Just put it there and it'll be there. And just let it out. It ain't got to be, you can miss a conjunction or something. The Lord's looking at your heart, man. There's power in believing in what you're seeing. Amen. Vision. So therefore, as I was thinking about this DVR, the next 3 to 4 weeks here, the Lord wants us to focus on dreams, visions, revelation. DVR. See, when God puts a thought in my mind, I'm thinking about Him, not about that. God's given me, He's given me something that'll minister to me, that'll click with me. Electronics, you know, He might use a dog for you. I don't know. He might use a washing machine. He might use an egg beater. Women, He might use a needle and a thread to you. But God is speaking, and He'll speak to you however your mind. He'll wrap His word around your mind, and then your mind will be set free. But I thought about a DVR, dreams, visions, revelations, clear vision. God wants to use dreams, visions, and revelations. This week, today, I want to focus on dreams. DVR, dreams, visions, and revelations. But also, you know, I talked about he gave me scales, DVR and scales. Well, as we go through dreams, visions, and revelations, scales is an instrument that keeps balance. It's there to weigh something. So as God gives you these dreams, visions, and revelations, you've got to balance it on the scale of grace and faith, 20-20. balanced scale, 2020. See, I saw 2020 not just as a vision, but as a balanced vision. A clear vision is you got to have grace and faith balanced. Because if you get too much in grace and not just on faith, you're going to get off. You're going to get out of balance. Well, God, He just does everything. That's great. That's the grace. That's the power of God. Yes, He does. But you got to put your faith in and balance it. But as it, His Word works in me, I can do all things according to God who strengthens me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. But I got to let Him out. I got all this power, but if I don't know how to release it, it ain't going to benefit me. That's balancing grace and faith. Amen. But I want you to believe what the Word says. We must stay balanced in grace and faith as God reveals His plans this year in a greater measure through DVR, dreams, visions, revelations. Guys, I'm just not hearing this because this just sounds like a 2020 good skit for the year. No, this came from God. Because I pray, and I like Jim, I know the Lord gives him a word, something every year. It might come different this year, and it did. And I want to confirm something to you. I believe in Brother Kenneth Copeland. He's a prophet of the Lord. He ministers in prophetic teaching. But as we stay balanced in grace and faith, God reveals His plans this year. He will reveal in a greater measure through dreams, visions, and revelations. Maybe not to everybody, but if you desire and seek it, He does that to me. This is a key. Now, the key is balancing that grace and faith. This is a key to walking and living a successful Christian life. Joseph was a dreamer. Jesus' earthly father, Joseph, angels appeared to him and protected. Dreams can protect you from the devil, from tragedy in your life. Not every dream's from God, but dreams do come from God. Why do you believe that, Pastor? It's in the Word of God. I want to live a successful life. That comes from Acts 2:17. Dreams. And it shall come to pass in the last days. Anybody believe we're in the last days? When Jesus left the earth, that was the beginning of the last days. But we're in the last of the last days. Amen. Right here before the rapture and for the second coming. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith Robert. Oh, that's saith God. G-O-D. I will turn around and read this on this screen. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That would be at least 30 of you guys. This is past tense. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall, and your old men, dream dreams. Who said that? If I had me a pointer. God said that. God said it. That settles it. I believe it. I used to have that a little bit where I used to say, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. But it don't care. It don't matter if I believe it or not, see. So it's settled. When God says it, it's settled. Whether you ever believe it. Amen. Just get in line with it and reap the benefits of it. Mama's told me that she doesn't have dreams. I encouraged her 3 or 4 months ago, Mama, ask God, tell God you'd like to dream at night. Have good dreams. And she's actually started been experiencing some dreams, Reed. If you believe you won't have dreams, guess what? You won't. Because God's not going to come in there and say, okay, I'm going to override your will. No, He won't. He gives us dreams and visions for purpose. Say purpose. I have dreams on the inside of my heart that I have yet to see fulfilled. But do I give up on them? No. They're just not manifested yet. It's maybe not the time yet, but it shall come. Write it down. If it's a good dream, God gives it to you. He gives you things. You think man on his own ability could know how to make a TV like this? Or anything in this world. God had to give him. How could Noah build an ark? He ain't never had rain on the land. He didn't know nothing about no boat, no ark. Until God put it in his mind. I don't know if he dreamed it, but he did see it. He had a vision of it. And he saw it. And once he saw it, he could build it. So once you see it, God gives you something, Maria, you can do it. When God gives it to you, you can do it. But you got to start. You start by your saying, and then you do it. Amen? I can do all things through Christ. I can go to church. I ain't feeling good, but I'm going to church today. There's a lot of people, praise and worship team, there are a lot of people struggling today in their body, but you know what? They passed the test. They came to church anyway, and the devil is like, they did it. He's hanging his head down because he thought he had them. There's a lot of people not in church today. They are at home, not feeling good. But you, not you. Not you, you came. Amen? Because you got something greater on the inside of you, propelling you, pushing you forward. So dreams are in the Word. That's Acts 2. What did I say? That was Acts 2, 17. This scripture clearly states that prophesying, seeing visions, and dreaming God-inspired dreams are associated with the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Because if you go back and read on the day of Pentecost, they were all in one accord, praying in one place, and suddenly, say suddenly. I like suddenlies and I like immediately, Bob. They're twin brothers. Suddenly and immediately, I like them. Suddenly, a rushing mighty wind blew in and filled all the city. What did it do? It filled all the ones that were in that room. Now, if the whole city had been in that room, they'd had to made more room, but God would have filled them. But see, the message went out, but only 120 said, I believe that, and stayed for about 10 days for Pentecost, and it fully came. There were some that could have been filled that wasn't there. God didn't put the number, He just put the place. Be there. And they were there, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to do like Colette and the praise team. They spoke in tongues. Speaking in tongues is not about you, it's about God. Yes, you're praying to God, loving God, and it's a heavenly prayer language that you get. It comes with the infilling. Now, whether you ever speak or not, that's up to you. Because God doesn't hold your tongue, you do. He doesn't control your tongue, you do. But if you'll let Him, if you'll yield your tongue, say yield, that gives the right away. If you'll yield your tongue to God, He'll use it. And He'll give you a hakitomosete. You get a new prayer language. And you can speak in tongues anytime you want. Now, in a prayer service, there's the gift of tongues that's supposed to be used properly. And we do here at this church. Amen. But tongues came forth. We up here praising and worshiping God in our most heavenly language. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. They were all filled and began to prophesy. Speak in tongues. Prophesy means say good things. How great God was, and the people downstairs that wasn't involved, God made sure those tongues were interpreted in their language, and they heard, because God is not about hiding Himself from people that want to know. If you're searching for God, you're going to find Him. And He's big, and He's powerful. He got all the power you need. So this was not only just for a few individuals. Peter said in Acts 2:39, for the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to your children's children. All the way in the back row. That's the promise of this gift of the Holy Ghost, and speaking in tongues, and prophesying, and dreaming dreams, and having visions. Visions of what? Your future, Wanda. Your future with your husband. He used to be your future husband. Now he's your husband. Amen. But you got him into the future. Ain't that good? God doesn't. He said it's not good that man, woman, be alone. Now, if you're with God, you're not alone. But you understand in the flesh. If God said it wasn't good, and you're not happy, God's got somebody for you. One, right? Till death do us part. And then it could be another one, right? One at a time. Say one at a time. One at a time. Amen. God is good. He loves us. Amen. And it's not good that we be alone. Two. Thank you, Jesus. This same power is available to all believers today. That's Mark 16:17 says, and these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. You got to see yourself doing that. You got to have a vision, a clear vision of that, because there will be opportune times. They will come. Now, God's not going to lead you to something that you're not ready to do, though. He won't tempt you in something that you're not. He won't allow that temptation to hit you unless you're able to bear it. In other words, He ain't going to put a crazy devil in front of you if He knows you don't have the authority and know who you are to overtake it. Because he won't allow you to even be tempted of that. But I tell you what, we got plenty of opportunities out here to do something for God, whether it be a little bit or a big thing, like a Reinhard Bonnke. Anybody know him? He's in heaven now. I'm sure he saw a lot of devils, cast out a lot of devils. He saw the power of God manifested in Africa. Amen. Hey, you might be the next Reinhard Bonnke. Amen. But don't look at the person. Look at God. What has he called you to do specifically? That power is available. In my name they shall cast out devils. Not in Robert's name, in Jesus' name. They shall speak with new tongues. So before I won't go any further, I talked about DVR, dreams, visions, and revelations. A clear vision. God wants us to have dreams and have visions. He wants them to be clear. Not every dream is going to be from God, but we're going to focus on some dreams. I want you to hear from the prophet Kenneth. I had this 3 or 4 months ago. I even mentioned it to Jim. I had this already wrote down, and then I listened to this about 2 days ago. But anyway, Pat Robertson, I'm not sure him and Kenneth probably been ministry about the same time, about probably 40, 50 plus years. But he had Brother Copeland come on, because the Lord always gives something to Brother Copeland before the end of the year, and they'll have a ministry night together. But a lot of times, as Kenneth was sharing, he said this is the first time that what the Lord gave him came in stages. It came different. It wasn't just all, thus saith the Lord, and this is what's going to happen. It was different segments that came in. And when it did, I thought it was so neat how the Lord did it. And I was watching, and I'm like, you know, you get excited and you go to your wife and say, hey, look, listen. And she's washing clothes, drying clothes, and it's like she doesn't have that excitement. I'm like, listen, look at this. This is what the Lord said. But sometimes your excitement could be different if it's a word spoken specifically for you. It might not excite somebody else yet, but give them some time. Amen? Give them some time.
Driving his car. And then they assigned me to the invalid room.
Yeah.
And that's where people that were just so, you know, crowd, people that are really sick,
yeah,
big crowds make them nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd give the invitation,
mm-hmm,
and minister to the people that answered the invitation. He would stop on his way back. They had a small little table with a curtain around it. And he had all of his partners on microfiche. And he would lay his hands on his partners and pray in the spirit there for a few moments.
Mm.
Well, Colin Steele told me, he said, you're going to have about 5 to 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Outline his message. Then you be prepared then to help the people and prepare them,
yeah,
to have hands laid on them. This is the first time I was in the invalid room.
All right.
Well, he walked in there, and I stepped back out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
He caught me by my coat right here and pulled me over to him. He said, now,
yeah,
you're going to do the praying, and you're going to do the laying on of hands. I felt all the color was leaving my face. I've never done anything like this.
And you, the seriously ill, you were among the hopeless cases.
And he said, but don't touch them till you're ready to release your faith.
Okay.
I was studying at the time under Kenneth Hagin, listening to his tapes,
mm-hmm,
on the power and authority of the name of Jesus.
Okay.
And I thought, my point of contact, release, I'm going to touch them in the name of Jesus. The first person we came to was on an old army cot. She was, and had a nurse standing there by her. And she was an elderly woman, you could tell, but her little tummy's all pooched out there. It had a malignant cancer in her,
yeah,
stomach. And it was just a few steps there to her. We walked over. I said, in the name of Jesus, and just as I touched her, he was standing right here. Oh, you foul, unclean spirit, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve. Take your hands off God's property. Wow. I mean, all the hair stood up on the back of my neck and just kind of took the air out of the room. She took a couple of deep breaths and blew that tumor out.
Come on, kid.
The ground.
Blew the tumor came out of
came
her mouth.
Out of her mouth. Just blew it out on the ground.
Wow.
That was my introduction to
All right. Let's talk about what the Lord showed you. That's awesome.
Oh, praise
What's he showed
God.
You about America, man?
Well, Pat, this, you know, I pray about the country every year, and so as you do.
Yeah.
And but this one was very different and very special. It came in different parts.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that happen before, ever.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this for a long, long time. And that, of course, 2020 yields itself to vision.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's fine. And the very first thing that happened, the scripture there,
I'm not going to watch the ads.
The book of Acts, where Peter quoted Joel.
Yeah, in the latter days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
Mm-hmm.
It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And on my servants and handmaidens, I'll pour out in those days of my spirit. They shall prophesy. I'll show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it'll come to pass, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yeah.
And he said, this will be a year when dreams and visions are greatly increased.
Yeah. All right.
And he said, you're going to see sons and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there's going to be an outstanding outpouring, my spirit, among our young people that hasn't happened since the 60s and 70s.
Praise God.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's here.
It really is.
And he said, it's just going to explode among our young people.
Wonderful.
And he said, there's going to be a lot of dreams and vision. And I said, well, I'm an old man. I qualify for that.
All that I wanted to show that the Bible says by two witnesses let a thing be established. And God's word is going to be fulfilled in this earth. He needs to use dreams, visions, and revelations. Because sometimes, guys, we all admit it, we just get so busy during the day working, doing, that sometimes the only time God can reveal something is when we laying down sleeping. He says, now I got them. Now I can shoot them this dream, this vision. See, a dream is a vision. You just see it while you're sleeping. Amen? But then there's open visions. I've never seen an open vision, but Lord, if you need me, see, that's the main thing. Lord, what do you need me to do? How can I be of service? So, Bob, Vivian, this could be something on that mission field. Lord might give you a dream or a vision, show you a specific person you've never seen out there. I'm not prophesying that. I'm just saying that God needs, he wants to do this mightily this year, 2020, a clear vision. And he's been, and I just want to share quickly just what the dreams are more quicker because the Lord's been showing me things through dreams. The last one, just got back from Florida, came home and I have a dream. I'm dreaming. I worked with my sister and brother at the housing authority for 8 years, working on in apartment maintenance. My sister was a supervisor. My brother, under him. He was one of the maintenance guys. I still have dreams of working there with them, and sometimes I'll get up and I'll pray. I'm not there, but I'm still praying for them. Well, this time, I've never seen this in a dream. I'm sitting there. It's kind of like, you know, in apartments, you got 135 apartments. You got all kind of people there, and they got rules. They got a lease that they sign. No drugs in these apartments. No this, no that. Well, this dream, it was like I saw just heroin, just like bags of heroin, Jim. Just like they were doing inventory at the office. You know, and I know that's not true, but I'm like, all these drugs. So when I wake up, I pray, Lord. You know, I just yield myself to the Holy Ghost, and I pray against that. Lord, if there's something going on there, if it's drug-related, you know, my sister there, my brother there, man, I want them to be safe. Because you got people dealing drugs. They got guns. They don't care. They're just out, you know, they're hooked on this stuff, and it's got a hold of them. So I saw my sister at Mom's Thursday. I spent the night with her. I got back, and I visited Mom, and my sister's there. So as we're over in the kitchen, I just said, now, Debbie, I said, if this minister something to you, fine. If not, it might sound weird, but I just want to say it. Amen. I said, if anything's going on at the housing authority, because she's the director, I said, whether it's involved with drugs or anything, the Lord just impressed me. I was praying the other day. And she said, well, we are watching a few people. That people, got some people coming in and out. So I'm like, yes. So see how, and that was a dream. That when you wake up, pray about it. The Lord might need you to say something to that person, or he might not, but just don't throw it off. Pray, intercede. And this is a year that we're going to see more of that if you're yielded to it. Because like I said, God's not going to put anything on you that you, he won't. But if you open yourself up, now you got to be careful. You got to balance this with grace and faith because the devil's out there working in your mind too. But remember, God's, it will always be encouraging, lifting you up. It's going to be for somebody. It's not going to be a negative. It's not going to be, you know, you got to hurt somebody to get something. You know, my wife down at Disneyland years ago on our previous trip, you know, when you go to Disney, if you miss the bus, it's 20 minutes before the next bus. And sometimes you get split up. Well, 10, 15 years ago, my wife left her camera in the restroom. So we all got on the bus. I got kids in strollers this time. We're all, you know, and you get a stroller on the bus. Oh, God, you got to stand up, get the thing folded, and you're all like this. Sherry said, oh, Robert, this is a new camera. I left a new camera in the bathroom. Go get it. I'm like, go get it. Can we not just buy another one? You know how far it is. Go get it. I got to have that. I took all these pictures. Okay. It's not there, Reed. And then I got to run all the way back. I had to catch them at the next place to get, you know, it ain't there. Well, this year, my wife finds a camera in the bathroom. 10 years later, you would think that would be a blessing, wouldn't you? But it's not. That's not from God. Somebody else lost that camera. My wife took it and turned it in. See, because there's pictures on there that have visions. But see, that's where you got to put it on the balance. Is this God, like Terry was talking about? Is this, how do I pray about that situation? Worry? No, that ain't God. Be anxious for nothing. No, that ain't God. Be anxious for nothing. But by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God, trusting. The storms came last night. I heard the wind. You know what I did? I'm studying for the day. I spoke to the storm and to the wind and to the lightning and claimed my territory in the name of Jesus, just like Jesus spoke to the storm. And I went back to studying. Did the wind just immediately cease? Nah. And it did when Jesus spoke. But I'm not Jesus. I got some things in me that, you know, but I got faith too. But eventually I heard a calm. And none of our stuff was affected last night. What about you? See, that's got to be you. Immediately speak. But trust. Don't get in. Trusting is not in fear. Well, then you turn and you're looking for the tornado on the tracking system. Don't do that. Amen. That's going to mess your faith up. Believe it, speak it, rest in it, Larry. Amen. No more dizzy spells. You got it. In Jesus' name. Set your faith there like a flint, like Jesus did. Amen? 2020, a year of clear visions. We might talk a little bit more about dreams because that was kind of introduction. I'm not going to keep you till 2021 talking about dreams because some of you guys might get sleepy on me. But we had a few technical difficulties that... Guys, help me here. the back row, was y'all able to see the words pretty good? Because we were kind of determined whether that TV screen is going to be big enough. Because we want to get a vision here of putting some two TVs on the wall, having a clear vision of the Word. We just want to do things. You know, I thought about as Solomon built God's temple, man, they overlaid these things. They overlaid things with gold. They did, and I'm not saying we're going, overlay our pews. Do you understand? The heart was everything they did for God, they did with excellence. We're not keeping up with the world. We're just wanting to display God to the world. Nice TVs, air conditioning. You understand what I'm saying here? We just want to be right there to where when we need something, I needed to hear that from Brother Copeland. That excited me. I'm like, he's talking about dreams, visions, and revelation. That was my DVR. That was God confirming, because I'm not just here for me. I'm here. I want to make sure I'm speaking something that you guys are going to hear. So be expecting a clear vision. And God, if dreams, visions, Lord, speak to me at night when I'm asleep so I'll know exactly how to pray. And a lot of times, it's probably going to be for other people, because when you start giving, Lord's able to start putting things in your life. Like Marie, she helped her dad. God's working your plan for y'all's house. Your blessing, your favor. I mean, we saved $355 on that TV because I called our sight and sound guy, Tommy, who helped us with the speakers, and he said, I saw a TV on sale, red box. He said, I said, Tommy, I don't even have a truck. My truck's in the shop. He said, I'll give you a truck. He let me drive his company truck to go pick it up. He went with me. That's favor, man. That's because God knew we needed it. It was a good deal. It's the right one. He worked it out. I put gas in his truck, but he blessed us. Ain't that a blessing? Just come get my truck. Got all the tools in it you need. When you need something, God's got your provision there. If it's the right thing, it won't be a struggle. Faith is not a struggle. Amen. And don't think you got to do this great thing from God to receive something great from Him. Just give Him your faith. Just believe. So, Father, we thank You right now, Lord, for a clear vision, Father. And all those that are on the sound of my voice and hear this through internet, through radio, Lord, You told us to take the Word of God to the world. Lord, it's not about us. It's not about building this church. It's about building the kingdom of God. And, Lord, we're just a church that we want to build the kingdom. And, Lord, we want to go deep and wide, however You want us to go, wherever You want us to go. And we thank You for the opportunity to send, to be, have people here that have a heart for missions. And Lord, You're bringing other people in that have dreams and visions, Father God, that they want to do, that will help them succeed in what they have. So Father, we just thank, I call Your people blessed financially, spiritually, and Lord, these dreams and visions, Lord, that You'll show us things and reveal things to us by Your Spirit, and that Lord, we'll step out. We'll step out like Peter did on the boat, and we'll walk on the very thing that was trying to keep us from Jesus. He walked on that water to get to Jesus. And Lord, we just thank You right now, Lord, that the trouble that's in our lives right now, that we'll walk on it in the name of Jesus. That sickness will not have a hold of us anymore in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, we walk out of this place today healed in Jesus' name, walking in the blessing, walking with victory and with power and with boldness. Just like the first church, Lord, give us boldness to decree Your Word. Lord, let Your Word come out of my mouth with all sincerity and faith, Lord, and let it quench every fiery dart of the enemy, Lord, our shield of faith. Let us leave this place, Lord, filled with Your power, filled with Your Word and encouragement, Father. We just thank You for that, Lord. A mighty year to do what You've called us to do, and it started over 2,000 years ago when Jesus had a vision on the cross. Before the cross, He said, Father, not my will be done, but Your will be done. I'll be that lamb. And Father, we just thank You for that. In Jesus' name, I think that's released to Your people today. Those that are here and those that are not here. And we give You the praise for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. If you need personal prayer, if you need us to agree about anything, don't leave this place if you don't need something for us to agree with. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus.